We will bless thee, O Lord. We will bless thee, O Lord, with the hearts of thanksgiving. We will bless thee, O Lord. Father, we bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, Father, because that is what we owe you, Father. And so we bless you, God. We love you. We know that we can't do anything without you, but with you, we can do all things, God. So we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would have your way, God. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for the power, the dominion, and the authority that you have downloaded into each of us, Father. We are decreeing and declaring that this will be a victorious day in you, O God. And so right now, we thank you for the Master's Call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for each and every person that has dialed in and for those that will listen later, God. Have your way in us, O God. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, God. Not about us, God, but all about you, Father. So I ask right now that you will increase in the speaker, Father God, as they decrease, that your word will go forth mightily, uncontaminated, unhindered, in the name of Jesus, Father. Bless artist life. Bless every distributor, God. Bless the Artist Life Extravaganza 2019 in Las Vegas that is to come at the end of this month, God. Lord, you said that every single thing that we needed, that you already supplied it. So we decree and declare that all of our needs are supplied in the name of Jesus, God. We love you, we bless you, and we will bless your name with our hands lifted up and our hearts filled with praise. We will bless you, O Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, it has been an honor serving each one of you in excellence and worshiping God and giving him the praise. And at this time, host, are you out there? Host, are you there?
Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I hear you loud and clear. That is our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Go ahead, the platform is yours.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. I will bless the Lord at all times on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany and Minister, you know who I'm talking about, my goodness, Stowers, Sharon Stowers. Thank you so much for just gracing us with the presence of the Lord with song. Oh, I tell you, God is just so awesome. And we want to say good morning to you, TMC family, for joining us this morning on We Will Bless the Lord at All Times Wednesday morning. Let me tell you a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 with our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with that, they said yes to the Lord with the word of God. And it is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website, yes, we have a website, is www.themasterscall.net. Excuse me. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, our theme for this year is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. Now, many of you might say, I definitely want to be a part of this great ministry. You can do so by sending your information to info@themasterscall.net. You can greet, You don't have to sing like Songbird, but you can greet and like Minister Tiffany did, and you can host, which is what I'm doing. And then you may even have a word from the Lord to share with us. Again, it's info@themasterscall.net. Now, what what brought us all together is this phenomenal health and wellness company, Artists International. It is the best. They have the best products on this side of heaven. Yes, they do. Established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. And now we're under Artist Life with just sharing around the world these wonderful, wonderful products. And you can get more information from the person that invited you to this call, as well as the morning motivational call that's held right after this call. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Today on Morning Motivational Call will be our king and queen, I tell you, of health and wellness, and that they are none other than our Diamond Presidents, Reggie and Victoria Flanagan, and they will share information on pneumonia this morning. Again, 712-770-4005, 294-617-POUND. Now, we have a bypass number in case someone gets charged with these calls. We have a bypass number if you need it. It's 716-293-9707. All roads are heading to Las Vegas, Nevada. Yes, we're so excited. And to March 29th, 30th, and 31st, we will be in Las Vegas for Extravaganza 2019. Be in the place. You can still get your tickets. Extravaganza, Artist Life. Extravaganza.artistlife.com. That's extravaganza.artistlife.com. Get your tickets because they'll be $10 more when you get there. We give God glory for you joining us as we celebrate and get more information about these great, great products. And Sunday morning, our very own Pastor Everett Thomas will be our speaker as we worship the Lord Sunday morning. Now I'm getting out of the way because we have an awesome woman of God who is getting ready to grace us with the presence of the Lord in her voice, with her message. And we know God has downloaded a word within her. She is none other than my mother-in-law used to say, I'm a little piece of leather, but I'm well put together. And I think about that when I see this woman of God. She is the Honorable Cynthia Cox, and who entered into the political world in 2006. And she has worked around her community, oh, my goodness, with such emphasis. And not only that, she is a woman of God who shares this call. I call her our TMC evangelist because she has shared this call with so many people, including a woman we dearly love, our mother Oliver, who is 103 years of age. And this woman of God has worked with NAACP. She has worked around the communities. Just recently, she's been handed out coats to people around the community. She is a member of the AME Zion Church on the Hill, and she's from the Bronx, New York. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own Honorable Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Are you there, my sister?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Benitez. I truly appreciate you and love you and adore you. Good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday and happy Women's Month to each and every one this morning. We are so grateful that you was able to join us this morning here on the Master's Call. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. I will bless the Lord at all times. Yes, I will bless the Lord at all times, and I thank you for that. And you and this morning starting us off with that powerful prayer. I can't say but thank Minister Brenda for that awesome introduction. I'll pay you later. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And more importantly, I have to thank the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, for their vision for this call. And I can't thank them enough. I'm smiling from ear to ear. I am so grateful. And I thank Mother Oliver for being on this call this morning, and Mother, all of my mothers for being on the call. I love to thank each of that wants to join us on the Master Call. This is our, I call it my dose of medicine before I go into the world today. You need that, you have that armor. You can go out and do anything if you have the armor of God for you to go out. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for loving us as we are. We will praise you every day, all day with our hearts, Lord. We put our whole heart in you. We love and adore you. We will bless you at all times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. This morning I want to come to you a few minutes where sometimes I guess I love some because it's always something I identify when I go through this our world and things are going on. I have to rejoice. I should rejoice in the great gifts of God has given you and me. Amen. He gave us a gift this morning because he woke us up this morning. That's a gift within itself, and have us listen to this call this morning. I can't thank him enough. Reading out of, if you have your Bible, reading from Psalms 21, verse 1 through 6, you know, this is where I said the king, this is out of David, you know, Songs is the 150 songs, and I tell you one thing, you can find something out there when something's going on with your life, go to Songs. You can identify with something there. Oh, let me start. One, the king shall joy in thy strength. O Lord, in thy salvation, for how greatly shall we rejoice. I rejoice this morning. Thou hast given him his heart desire, and hast not withhold the request of his lips. Shalom. 3 says, for thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou hast set a crown of pure gold on his head. Amen. 4 says, he asked life of thee. Thou hast given it him, even length of days, forever and ever. 5 says, his glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou have laid upon him. 6 says, for thou hast made him most blessed forever, that has made him exceedingly glad with the countenance. So this morning I want to rejoice. Rejoice is the greatest gift God has given us. He given us strength this morning. Hallelujah. He given us strength, many victories. Your heart desire and answer the prayers. He might not come when you want to, but he's right on time. Hallelujah. And his riches and success and prosperity. Oh God, his life. And now forever, because we know that God is nothing. Nobody wakes us up, not the clock. Just God wakes you up. So the greatest glory is honor him and gain a lot of power in God, because I found that this, with God present, there's joy. Sometimes I think when I'm in the community, there's so much going on, and so many people are really suffering these days. That you don't know it, but you know if you get in around this community where I live, it's so many people's things are going on, and I can do so much because you get drained if you keep trying to do it all. I can find that out. I know when sometimes I just come home and I have to have a little talk with God and say, just go in my secret closet, because I have to rejoice with the greatest gift he's given me to go out and be a blessing to somebody. You don't understand. Sometimes I've given out some coats, and one of the pastor's wife called me. I heard her, but, you know, I heard what she said, but she said, I want to give it to the shelters, the women that don't have, but you cannot tell anybody what the women's are, but we want to give some bags to the women's because they need. Hallelujah. We said, Lord Jesus, and it's in my district, so you know I'm going to find some bags and some clothes to give out to them, because Lord, you don't know. And somebody said, you have to understand what God has given us, and he's given us a gift to rejoice in the great gift that has given us. David celebrate revolving around the Lord. He has confessed that he could not be the victory over enemies in the of his own strength. That's reading from Psalms 20, if you have 6 and 7. Humbly acknowledging that he is triumphed with his gift of God. David was careful to to God alone. He credited his success to God. He offered a thought of general prayer, thanksgiving, but rather he thanked the Lord for every specific thing that he had done. He praised him. And like you said, we praise the Lord all the time. We can't understand that God give us the gift to waking up. He give us health. He give us strength. He give us everything for us to move forward. And like I have about five of the things that rejoice in the great gift of God. It says, God's strength. God give us strength. In early Psalms, David had confessed that his only hope for deliverance was the strength of God. Now he's rejoiced because he had been given exactly what he's needed for the battle. God's strength. The Hebrew word is use of God's strength rather than human strength. David recognized that he had not been a victor because of his own strength. That's why I said to me, I thank God for my strength in order to go out and be a light. Sometimes they laughed at the supernatural power. They said, Miss Cox, what are you? You are so energetic. And I give God the praise because without my help and strength, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. And I also do that Shanti. Hallelujah. Shanti, our product really gives you the strength to move forward. And many victories. God says many victories. David says many victories. Salvation is a victory referred to as David's deliverance from his enemies. Amen. Note the distinction between the word celebration and the verse. And joy says, and the King James says, or rejoice. The NIV says the first statement of inner rejoice is a mean that's brighter, cheerful, made and glad in his heart and soul. Rejoice. Rejoice. It's just that we are rejoicing this morning on this call before we start with Minister Tiffany and Sister Sharon for their obedience, that they bring the Spirit of God before we come and just bless this call. We will bless God at all times. Our Lord, I say, you know, every time I look at the call number, I say, oh, my God, I'm going to be on the call. So, but getting up doing other things in the morning, trying to get my concoction together, and I said, Lord, let me stop and just put this time in with you. I will bless the Lord all the time. I thank him this morning. God said, you said, and is your heart, your desire, your heart. Congratulations to the Israel, expressing prayer for God. Hear their king's supplication and grant the desire of his heart. Reading from 20 and 1 through 4. The people knew David as a godly man. Amen. That his prayer of desire would be lined up with God's will. Therefore, they had no misgiving about making the open ending and request for their king, whom they loved and trust. We love God. We trust him. David now encouraged the people by nothing that God has heard and answered the prayer. So my thing is, when I get this call, I cannot, everywhere I go, I share this call. I text it out this morning to my family, friends, and say, I'm going to be on the call. The call is in their hands, but sometimes people get busy and they're not on the call. So I said, Lord, that's why I connect Mother Oliver, because she answered her phone in the morning. Praise God, she answered the phone. But the other ones, they got things going. I said, no, you got to start with God anymore. Start with him first. And when anything come up against you, you can move forward. And you can say, when things are really getting to me, and I can say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. When I say Jesus, somehow I just rise up. It takes me to another level. I had some little incident happen on Monday, back and forth with the text and the stuff. You know, I said, let me shut this down and just give God a praise and leave this alone. Because, see, this is my, you know, people that get in your house on the phone with the cell, texting the camera. Oh, Lord, we're going to stop this right now, God. I said, I got to stop because this is part of Satan and his drama. I can't take it right now. I just let me go because I'm trying to work in my community to get these petitions done. I can't have a lot of other things going on. I know I'm mother task. I'm a Gemini. I do different things, but God, I have to stay focused here on what you have given me. And also, as I move along in the community, I do have my honest information with me. So I am still doing more than one thing at one time. It's just me. I am, but God answers prayers. He may not come when you want to, but he's on time. He's on time, God. He's not late. He don't slumber. He's on time. We might be late, but God's not late. David praised the Lord for giving him everything he had requested. Amen? So if we request our products, if we request our information from artists, we will get it. Jabaz, God of Israel, order that you bless me indeed, that you enlarge my coast. If you say it every morning, somehow you begin to get the clients and the people that want things from you. Nothing has been denied. God has granted all of his petitions. Note that David had prayed with his lips. He spoke utterly of the Lord, but by praying aloud, he opened up his heart before the people. This gave him the king insight to David's heart. As a result, they could not pray effectively into him because they knew the specific need and exalt desire of his heart. That's why I thank you, Tiffany Praise Group, that comes on before. I'm going to take my time and get on this call, quit doing other things in the morning and get in, because you praise aloud. God hears you. He hears you. He hears everything you say. It's not made up. He hears you. And, Lord, I tell you, he bless you at all times. I can't thank you. Oh, I thank God for my blessings. So I met another sister here living my development as I traveled away. She says, Miss Cox, you have a ministry. You don't even, I said, you know, I don't, you know, you don't brag on things. You just thank God because God brought it to me. And I think my success coach, Mr. Flanagan, was his persistent 5 times calling me. But I was busy, but I took the time at the last time to listen to it. So I thank him every day. A blessing is a success and prosperity. David desired to assemble things God's favor to him. God has met him and blessed him. He announced victory and success. So in the crown of pure gold he had placed it on his head, he knew that blessings often refer to a spoken blessing, benediction, and pronounced upon a person, as the case says in Genesis 49, verse 28, you can read that. And the pure gold speaks of his very best, most valuable gold. It's a symbol of God's chosen gift. God blesses us, but if we understand how he does it, we are blessed because of what we have, and we can be a blessing to someone else if we understand this artist's life. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. I spoke to I met another sister on my way. She's 83, I think it was. And I touched base with her last night, and she was so grateful about the bee. And you know, I also asked her, did she use it yet? But she just got it on Saturday. So she is so grateful. She was thanking me. So in turn, I shared with her mother Olive. She said, really? She was so thankful. And let me tell you what she does. She is a musician at 8. So she has a women's band. So I said, wow, look how God put people in my life. And she said, Cynthia, she said, I thank you. I thank you. And I exhort that the king, that the crown made of pure gold has given greater significance than pure gold of our own. The crown is a headpiece of kings. Following verses 5 and 12 indicate that David prayed the Lord at all times. Not sometimes. He prays him every day. That's why we give and we praise God, because if out there, you can't move. Let me just say in closing, there is now a pleasure to these God's house, serving him continuously. You serve God continuously. I serve him every day. I don't take a day off. Now, that's why I said on this call, it is important that we get here and pass it on. I thank Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for putting it out there, so I just spread the word. God is good, and good is all the time, not sometimes, all the time. And I rejoice in the greatest gift God has given me. In Jesus' name we pray. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that, Minister. Oh, for that profound word. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray for the prayer requests. Oh God, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
Lord, we just come to you to tell you thank you so much for all that you're doing, all that you did, and all that you're going to do. Thank you for your servant, oh God, Minister Cox. I ask that you will restore back to her everything that she has given out to us in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we ought to bless you. We ought to praise you, not when things are just going well, but when they're going bad too. We give you the sacrifice of praise. Bless her as she go in and as she go out. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Father God. For Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, there wouldn't be a call if you hadn't touched their hearts and they said yes. You said if we'd be willing and obedient. They was willing, and then they obeyed you. Thank you for them, Father. Bless them in a very special way. Lord, we thank you for the artist's life, because if it had not been an artist's life, it wouldn't be a Dr. PK and a Dr. Vanessa. So we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you for Papa. Thank you for touching his body, oh God. Thank you for touching his heart, Lord God, and he obeying you. Thank you for Alejandro and Elvia, Lord. Bless them. Continue to give them the run with the vision in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we won't fail to praise you. Thank you, Father God, for baby T, the miracle baby. Yes, she's our grandbaby. Hallelujah. Everybody grandbaby. Look on baby girl, Scott, Lord, touch her, Lord. Look on the rest of the children in St. Jude. Look on the staff members, oh God. Let them continue to show love in Jesus' name. Use them for your glory. Look on Karen. Look on Nash, Lord God. Look on Robin's dad, Father. Continue to look on Ty, Lord, and Brother Lester, thank you for touching this body, Lord. Thank you for moving by your spirit, oh God. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for what you're doing. Thank you for Sharon Styles, oh God. You use her in singing, Father God, and you got a miracle for her. Lord, we just thank you and we just praise you so much for Oliver, oh God. Mother Oliver, Mother Josie, they're in their 90s, Father God. Mother Blackwell, God, you're so good. Thank you for them, Lord, that they continue to pray for this call, Lord. Thank you for our TMC family, Father. Continue to bless them for your glory, Lord. Thank you for, oh God, what you're doing and for what you're going to do. TMC belong to you, the master's call. We call, you calling, Lord, and we answering. We love you so much, and we need you, Lord. Continue to look on Eric and Marilyn Watson, Father, and we will forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, Father God. Lord, there are many that's going home, Father, but the best thing is they with you, Father. We'll miss them in the natural, but one thing about it, we'll see them again if they know you. So strengthen the family and comfort them and let them remember the good times in Jesus' name. And Father God, hallelujah, we just want you to know we love you and we need you. Now, I know y'all want to hear this powerful playback message. And if you do, the number is 712-432-1085-10957-677-POUND. Now, you want to share this call with somebody today. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Now, we are headed, and I am so excited. I'm already there. My body just not there. But hallelujah, we are headed to the Luxor Hotel all the way in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hallelujah. We're looking to have a good time. That's March 29th through the 31st. We're going to have a service, and I kid you not, if you show up, hallelujah, all you have to do is be there, and God is going to do the rest. Hallelujah. We have a speaker. I'm sure you've heard him before. His name is Pastor E. Thomas. So you just be there. Hear what the Lord has to say to you. Now, hallelujah, glory, 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 glory. Well, thank you so much for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. Now, we do have a call. We have the new motivational call, which is right after this. Oh, yes, I call them the blessed couple. Nothing against anybody else, but they are truly a blessed couple. I pray, I hope that they are ministering to married couples because they are such a blessing. Now, it's Awareness Wednesday, and you want to get on the call because she is Oh, Victoria Flanagan is going to talk about pneumonia, and I promise you, you're going to hear something that's going to be a blessing. Now, that number is 712-770-4005, PN 294-617#. Thank you again, Minister Tiffany. Yes, I will bless the Lord at all times for greeting and seating the people. Thank you for that tag. And hallelujah, opening this call with prayer. Minister Cox, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you please come and close us with a benediction?
Okay, thank you so much, Ms. Lundin. God give you hope because he give us himself. He wants us to know we are never alone. Rejoice in the greatest gift God has given you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and God have a blessed day.